This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are in deep kimchi. Deep, deep trouble, deep doo-doo. Yeah, you can smell it on them. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. It is not going to be a good rest of the year for them. And by the way, I've not said this in a while, but Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year. Everything that they try to turn on you by turning on the person that you likely voted for has backfired on them. Polls are showing it. I got some polling information. Whew, ugly. I would hate to be a Democrat. In fact, I dare a Democrat to call the Kevin Jackson Show. Send me a note to Kevin to thekevinjacksonshow.com or call us at 844-551-8255 and give me some good news. Tell me anything that you go, Kevin, you have completely got it wrong, man. Joe Biden is amazing. The Democrat Party is doing great. And Donald Trump stinks. He's not going to get reelected. And he's not going to do this. But give me facts. Give me polling that isn't skewed so much to the Democrats that you chuckle at it. Like, I heard a poll. It said, Fox News said, head-to-head, Biden was 9 points over Donald Trump. Really? I hate to do this. I get ethnic with you and have to hold my naughty bits and go, yeah, right, yeah. You know, pull that Italian thing like, yeah, yeah, some of this here, you know. You must be out of your mind if you think that Joe Biden is 9 points ahead of Donald Trump. In fact, I have a clip. Let's play that clip of Biden where he's asked about Trump's poll numbers.
I noticed that the president's numbers in the public have gone up in handling this crisis, but they haven't gone up in terms of his presidency.
Gallup did show he is now at 49% job approval, which is a reversal from a few weeks ago. So it's just an interesting development. It does suggest that the American people see him as a stronger leader than you've been characterizing him.
Well, I hope that he does. He's so strong that he's up way above that because we need the help now. We need help now.
I don't know if you can be more prepared. Or I should say unprepared, than Joe Biden. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Well, yes,
the president's numbers have gone up in terms of the crisis, but not in terms of handling the country.
You know, awkward silence. Well, yeah, Gallup shows that his numbers are up. And I'm sorry to disappoint you, creepy Joe. The man is detached. Yeah, Gallup has completely blows that out of the water. But as I said, Democrats keep on thinking it's all good. So just to give you some idea of the Gallup numbers, it's over 60% in his handling of Chinese Wuhan. And I already said in the previous hour, Donald Trump has set them up to be bigger hero than you can imagine. If you think that 2.2 million people were supposed to die, then they give you revised numbers to say, even with all of the things that we did, it could be 100,000 to 200,000, and then it turns out to be 20. Whoa! Donald Trump knows how to set himself up for success. And he did it by doing all the things correctly. Governors like Gavin Newsom and Cuomo saying it, and then having to step on themselves because, again, it's politicized. They can't say, you know what, this guy did phenomenal. I don't care what you think about him. I don't care about your politics, whatever. We couldn't have done this any better. We couldn't have handled it any better if we had called it Chinese Wuhan, which is what he called it. So, as I said, Democrats have implemented bad strategies. They've got polling now that doesn't even protect them. Do you understand what I'm telling you? They have polling now that says Donald Trump is 60% on Wuhan. 49% of the people say his job as president is good. And folks, this is in a time when people's stock went to crap. This is at a time when people were about to buy houses and went, whoa. When businesses shut down, when unemployment went to 3.38 million looking for jobs because they got dismissed or whatever. And Donald Trump's at 49%? Donald Trump stole the narrative that the Republicans are the party of the people. He stole it back, which, by the way, is the truth. Democrats have said, we're the party of the people. Well, then why are we giving $25 million to the Kennedy Center, $25 million to Congress, when we should be helping people who need this money with this so-called stimulus? Why are you burdening it with all this other pork, Nancy Pelosi? It's going to be bad news, baby. There's a five-minute test now for the Chinese Wuhan virus. You don't have to wait hours. You don't have to wait days. You don't have to look at the incubation period. If you're sick, go in and give you a five-minute test. If you're laid off because of it, you got to stay home. You got money coming. President's going to help you get over the hump. Your business is going to keep your job for you. No harm, no foul. A hiccup in the system that everybody's willing to take. You want to know why? Because they rode that wave up so high. They rode it up there. Donald Trump gets elected. What they tell you? It was gonna crush the market. Blah blah blah. Let me tell you. If this had happened, what's going on now with the media attack on the president? It happened to Obama during H1N1. He would have been a one-term president at best. Listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Trump sends cures to New York City, the epicenter of the outbreak. All the leftists, he can't do that. They haven't been tested by the FDA, yada, yada, yada. And Trump's going, no, but it's been tested elsewhere. And you know what? Everywhere we turn, we find out this works. So what? Look, strategy. Strategy. It's going to get far worse from the Democrats, though. Far worse. I'm going to be talking about it. There are people who have a vested interest in Joe Biden running for president. They would love to see this demented person win. Not even saying it to be funny. When I call Joe Biden Captain Demento, I'm not doing it to get a chuckle, even though it does make me chuckle. I call him Captain Demento because he's Captain Demento. The dude is unaware of how he's being used. Go for it, Democrats. 1,000 people have died in New York City, the epicenter, and Donald Trump is saying, we're going to quarantine these areas, these hot spots. We're going to get this thing under control, and it isn't going to be 2.2 million. It's not going to be 100 to 200,000. It's going to be a lot less. And you know what? You're going to have faith again in American government and in my leadership team. That's the death knell.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Who has the most to gain with a Joe Biden election? It's a good question. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. I'd be curious as to who you think has the most to gain. Now, I'm going to give you some obvious. The obvious is the Democratic Party. They would have gotten rid of Donald Trump. Calm down. It isn't going to happen. I'm just giving you a hypothetical. Why would someone want a brain-damaged president? That's my question to you. It isn't a matter of, does Joe Biden lack the mental capacity to be president? We know he doesn't. Joe Biden is an idiot, and I say that with all due respect. He's an idiot. He is a certifiable, clinical idiot. The guy, he can appear lucid. He's a functional idiot. That doesn't mean he's not an idiot. So anyway, who has the most to gain? The Democratic Party. Well, they don't have to worry about the next SCOTUS. Ruth Bader Ginsburg can finally die or retire or whatever, because I think she has to die in her chambers. I know I talked with Justice Thomas. He says, they will pull me out of here on a gurney. Praise God. He ain't going to retire. You ever hear of anybody saying Justice Thomas is going to leave the Supreme Court? He's not. I heard it from his own mouth. You can take that to the bank. Anyway, they would get the Supreme Court. They would stop all of the present, you know, legal, you know, all the stuff that's going on with district judges and federal judges, etc. So the legal system would, from the judicial branch standpoint, that, you know, it would stop Trump. So the Democrats would benefit greatly with that, right? The Supreme Court would be 5-4, and it would stay 5-4 when Bader Ginsburg is gone. And no, Lord knows Biden's going to put some radical black chick on the court. He's already said it. So there's that. Then there's the obvious. They would stop all of Donald Trump's stuff in its tracks. So getting rid of Trump, that's the thing. But who else benefits? Special interests that would have gotten Joe Biden elected, they benefit. Green energy, all the other things. But what I'm trying to get to is there are individuals that seem to be orchestrating Joe Biden to get in. Would Hillary Clinton would benefit, right? Because she's a trusted advisor. Biden's already said she's smarter than he is. It would end her problems. It would end Barack Obama's problems. It would end Comey's problems. You get what I'm saying? There's a lot of people who would love to see Biden win. But one of my buddies, he came up with, he goes, I've noticed something that people haven't thought about. And I went, what is it? He says, well, here's an article I wrote, and it says, almost every night, all of America is witness to Joe Biden's seemingly progressive mental decline on full display. The decline expresses itself in surprisingly different forms each night. It all adds up to what us laymen are certain is age-advanced dementia. Biden can't remember words, places, or people. He recalls he was once in the Obiden-Bama administration and is now running for the U.S. Senate. Facts and figures are even more challenging. Even hardcore conservatives cringe with sadness as Biden slurs his way through the mental fog. So why is he running for president, given his age and mental decline? Why? People often ask, how could the Biden family allow this to continue? I'm one of those. I've said, if I were Joe Biden's crackhead son, and he's got a daughter, and he's got a brother, and a sister, and a wife, I would be, we don't need this. We have money, you've got, you know, if you want to think you've got a great legacy, leave it there. He goes on, he writes, while grifter Hunter Biden isn't likely to discourage old Joe, what about Joe's wife of 42 years, Jill Biden? Shouldn't the good Dr. Jill step in and make the call to retire Joe to Florida or at least to southern Delaware? Let's consider some questions. Who is the one person who knows better than anyone that Joe Biden's mental faculties are in serious decline? Answer, Jill Biden. Who's the one person with the power to make Joe retire from politics? Answer, Joe Biden. Who's the one person closest to Joe to encourage him, who encouraged him and now enables him to run for president for a third time? Joe Biden. When asked why Joe Biden was running for president, he told The View, I wasn't ready to run, but then Charlottesville happened. Joe Biden. Who told The View that the decision about running was to put Joe's grandchildren who demanded Pop run for president, after which we jumped in? Joe Biden. Which career political wife almost certainly stewed in jealousy for 8 years while playing second fiddle to newcomer Michelle Biden, Michelle Obama, there I go, who didn't even want the job? Joe Biden. Who's the one person constantly seen and heard after debates on stage and after televised appearances instructing Joe to come or go and whom he obediently obeys? Jill Biden, who said on The View that she didn't think her stepson, Beau Biden, was going to die until the moment he died. Jill Biden, who said on The View, we've never known anything but politics. It's not a job. It's a lifestyle. Jill Biden, who would be the de facto president early on in the Biden administration, even without a severe medical event? Jill Biden. In the Biden administration, who would be emulating Edith Wilson, wife of President Woodrow Wilson, who called the shots after Wilson's severe stroke left him bedridden? Jill Biden. Who dedicated her last book to the inspiring, groundbreaking First Lady, Edith Wilson? You guessed it. Jill Biden. Now, Joel Gilbert wrote that piece. Joel's a filmmaker and a really good intellect. Joel's really good at looking at things from different angles. He did a movie called Dreams of My Real Father about Barack Obama, where he pretty much proved that Frank Lloyd, what, I forget his name is Frank, not Frank Lloyd, right? Frank Marshall Davis was Barack Obama's real daddy. And I believe it. But, yeah, I'm telling you, because they look alike. They have the same sort of deepness to their voice. I mean, and he was with, he's got naked pictures of Obama's mother, because the dude was a bit of a pimp, and on. So Joel proved it to me. But this makes perfect sense. Because if you ask yourself, like I said, who would let why would you let Joe Biden run for president in his obvious mental, capacity, diminished mental capacity? And here's Jill Biden encouraging Joe to do this. She's got to be dealing with some pretty sick stuff in the evenings. I'll leave it there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The unemployment rate is up to 4.4% after the U.S. economy lost more than 7,000 jobs in the month of March. Top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow believes,
I think in the weeks ahead, Sandra, it's going to get worse.
I can't pull any punches on that. It will get worse. This is a very deep contraction. The numbers are going to come in very badly. They're going to look terrible. How much longer? I don't really want to forecast. That's up to the health people. But there's no question that it's going to be bad. There's also no question that we are providing more relief and assistance for unemployment than ever before in our nation's history.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News, and House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is warning about crafting another economic stimulus package so soon after the last one has passed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to be honest. I've been out every single day. The lockdown only happened like a day or a couple days ago in Arizona, where the governor says, look, after 5 o'clock on this day, all bets are off. And I was out. I had gone to the grocery store. I heard there was toilet paper. But I had to get some other stuff. But I figured, hey, I'll pick up another thing. It was gone. But, yeah, I got all the other stuff. And for the record, I bought some organic eggs while I was out because Melissa goes, get some eggs. So I got organic eggs. And then I went to another store, and they had regular eggs that were half the price. So I got the other eggs. And then I went back to the first store to take the eggs back. They go, we don't take them back. No return policy on anything. Because they don't know if you've got the corona, you know, the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. So they, and the guy was all proud of it. Well, you don't take anything back. Yeah, it says everywhere, right there, right there. And when I bought these stupid eggs, I told the girl, I go, look, they get this. They cut the carton in half. It was a 12-pack. They cut it and they stacked them on top. They looked like 6-packs, you know, but they weren't. They weren't fitted because they sell them in 6-packs in smaller towns and stuff, and in New York, places where people don't want, you know, they live single, so they don't need 12. Anyway, I go, it's been cut. I got both parts of it, but they stacked them on top of each other. And then I saw $2.49 per 6-pack. I was like, that's the most expensive eggs. What kind of egg? Are these eggs? Is this from the goose that laid the golden eggs? And so I take them up to pay for them, and the girl was like, they didn't have regular. I said, no, if you'd had regular eggs, I would have bought them. I go, why are these $2.49? Well, they're organic. Really? So are the other ones. Where'd those come from? They came out of a chicken's butt. You know, well, you know what? So what do you mean they're organic? So anyway, I reluctantly buy them. You know I'm getting gouged. I ought to call the Consumer Protection and say they're gouging me over these eggs. Anyway, I buy them. And then when I go to the other store, because I couldn't get everything I needed at one store, so I go to the next store, they got the rest of it. I said, I'll just circle back. Can't take it back. And it's there. It isn't in bold, but the guy goes, look, right there, right there. He shows me the little piece of paper that's hanging there. He says, you know, we can, due to the Chinese Wuhan virus scare, we don't know what kind of cooties you have, Mr. Jackson, so you can't return these eggs. I go, I just bought them. Literally. 5 minutes, you know, 10 minutes, 15, whatever. It was the same day. So, they didn't take them back. I got stuck with the most expensive eggs. Well, they're not. I heard in California, eggs are $8 a carton. Man, that's some highfalutin chicken right there. $8. In fact, you could buy the chicken for less than the price. I'm not even kidding. You could buy the rotisserie chicken for less. So they have, I don't know if you've been to the grocery store, but they have these, and where I go, they cook up foods for you. They have two sections. They have one that's behind the counter, like in the deli area. And, you know, they cook fried chicken and you know, what I call comfort foods. And then this, at the store I go to, they have a little island, I guess you'd call it. And it's got eight different trays, four, 2x4. And they have a, you know, tray on each, you know, eight trays in there. And they've got chicken wings of various types. Yeah. They might as well just put a neon sign and say, black folks just come here. But I go there quite often. They took away that chicken wing thing. They took out all of the salad stuff. Anywhere you could get salad. And look, they don't do it because you go there and you're all, putting your fingers in it and blowing, you know, snot and spit and whatever else. They take it out because there are idiots out there who will go over there and cough on that food. There was a lady that coughed on $35,000 worth of produce. They threw it out. She coughed on it. I'm sure she's going to get a hefty fine, but she coughed on it and they threw it out. I can't imagine what's happening right now with food prep. And I joked the other day, I saw a commercial from Burger King, and there's been 15 different, well, not that many, but probably four that I've seen. Being honest with you, there's probably four that say things like, I know Popeyes did. Yeah. Yeah, brother knows his chicken. So, but the Popeyes commercial says, we have a people-less, you know, touchless service for your food. And they show people wearing gloves. They show your food on a tray, etc. So, in other words, we don't touch your food. It's no human interaction other than the human interaction of cooking it or whatever. And I was thinking, well, you know, we're working towards that anyway, right? McDonald's is trying to do a personless McDonald's. We've already laid off many of these food service prep people. They're the, quote, non-essentials. We've got restaurants that are serving food outside. Best Buy won't even let you in the store now. Best Buy, you call up, you go, hey, do you happen to have blankety blank? Yeah, you go to the store, you go around the parking lot, at least where I live, and you go there and they say, what's your name? And you give them your name, and they go, and you say, what you think, and they have you already now. And then somebody, it's like a car hop, like a bell hop. They run people out to your car like a Sonic. Sonic hasn't changed a thing. They're like, hey, come to Sonic. We're still doing business the same way. Restaurants have people waiting outside. You call in your order, they come bring it out to you. Why do I need any servers? Grubhub, I don't know if you're paying attention to stocks and what have you, but Grubhub and places like that are doing well because all the people are wanting their meals with nobody touching. But I found it interesting that restaurants go, we don't touch your food. There's no human interaction with your food. Oh, you mean besides the people who brought the food to you, the people who prepped the food, the people who cooked the food, the people who packaged the food, and then the people who delivered it. But there's no interaction with humans with my food. It makes me wonder, what were you doing before? Were you delivering my food with your crotch? What were you doing with my food prior to this Burger King, prior to this Popeyes, prior to this the five other or three other or however many that I've seen? I've seen them. I haven't paid attention to all of them. Burger King was annoying because I don't like Burger King. And Popeyes, of course, I happen to be an aficionado. But it made me wonder. Anyway, here was something else that caught my eye. People over 65 are the most at risk for the coronavirus. Who knew? Hey, here's a statistic from the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find this statistic in case you need to break it out to somebody. People over 65 are at risk for death more than people under 65. Just saying. Oh, yeah. Keeping it real. You are at risk if you are over 65 years old. Whew. Thankfully, I'm not. I'm in that safe zone. Yeah, but if you're over 65, you are at risk for the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. By the way, you are also more at risk for the flu, more at risk for the common cold, more at risk for a heart attack, more at risk for a stroke, more at risk for pneumonia, and some other cardiac infarction, and a bunch of other stuff that I don't know the meaning of, but you are at risk. Let's just keep it real. Isn't that a statement of the obvious? You are over 65, you're more at risk for arthritis. You're more at risk for the possible knee surgery or a hip surgery, hip replacement, hearing aids, dentures. Holy crap, people, come on. So here's what I'm getting at. Some of these things are so obvious, you just think to yourself, and they say it like it's news. You are more at risk if you're over 65. You are more at risk if you're under the age of one. First of all, if you're under the age of one, you don't even understand how at risk you are. And we do understand that in order to get a kid from 0 to 60, it takes a little effort. I'm talking speed, not age. It takes some effort. You got to be more diligent with the little fellas. But you also got to be more diligent with the old folks. The only difference is they can tell you. They can go, that's the wrong pill. My aunt, who's a quadriplegic, she's finally getting better and, you know, able to stand on her own and do a bunch, not on her own, but she can stand and do other things. But, yeah, she, are you kidding? She, if you get her pills wrong, she, that's not my 2 o'clocks. Yeah. People know. And they're getting, you know, be in charge of your health. So, yes, there's a zone where you are less at risk. You're young and vital and, you know, you've got lots of vitality and you're youthful. And then there's a time where, starting to get old. Starting to get more at risk. Anyway, New York City released 900 people from its jails in an effort to curb the spread of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan among inmates. De Blasio's announcement came amid growing numbers of confirmed Chinese Wuhan cases and guards and detainees at Rikers Island, the city's most notorious jail, with a reputation for abuse and neglect of inmates. So they were going to release 375 patients, and they decided to release 900. Be safe out there. That's what I would say to them in New York. More than 167 inmates and 137 correctional officers have tested positive for the disease, up from 80 total just 5 days ago. 7 times higher infection rate than that of New York City. Release the crap.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This should not stop you from going about your life. Should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat. I'm going to do that today myself. Until we know fully how to handle this virus, we have to assume it'll be with us for a long time. We have to assume it may throw curveballs at us and be in a vigilant state as a city, as a nation, until this crisis is over.
That was Bill de Blasio early on telling New Yorkers, hey, no big deal, nothing to worry about. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. The other person who spoke out on this was the New York City Health Commissioner, and here's what she had to say.
the risk to New Yorkers for coronavirus is low and that our preparedness as a city is very high. There is no reason not to take the subway, not to take the bus, not to go out to your favorite restaurant, and certainly not to miss the parade next Sunday. I'm going to be there.
She said that on February the 2nd. For those of you who are keeping score, and where do we find the biggest outbreak of cases of Chinese Wuhan? In New York, responsible for 42% of the new cases of Chinese Wuhan and 34% of the deaths. And now they find themselves under a semi-quarantine. President issued a travel warning. So here's what's interesting about it. They said they were tweeting out, these are the New York politicians, the politicos, that were trying to blame Trump on this. They said the hospitals are flooded and overcrowded, and they showed a picture, the very same picture they had used during the time of H1N1, and of course our eagle-eyed people spotted it, and said, it's really funny that you guys use the same picture of hospitals being overcrowded during H1N1, then you're using it for the Chinese Wuhan. So Todd Starnes, formerly with Fox News, like myself, he went to the area hospital in his area of New York in Brooklyn, and he filmed it. And he says, here's all the hoopla surrounding the hospitals. They're supposed to be inundated with patients. There's nobody there. He wasn't the only one. Few people on Twitter went out and videoed their neighborhood hospitals, and there are no overflowing of Chinese Wuhan cases, as people have described. It's just more lies. As I said earlier, it's an attempt to try to panic you. I have a novel idea. How about every scientist who projects bad data about Wuhan or anything else be relieved of his or her license and job? In other words, if you're going to call yourself a scientist, you better have absolute science that backs up what your findings are. Now, you may say, well, Kevin, that's going to stop people from, you know, wanting to be scientists. They don't know. Well, then say that. Say, you know what? I'm not exactly sure. Here's my data. I'm ready for it to go through academic rigor, but I'm not going to get you excited about the number of people who are going to die or the rate of death of some pandemic when it's not the case. If you say, these are the numbers we're getting from China, but I want to put a warning that we cannot verify these numbers. Something like this. Versus what happened, for example, with climate change. You know, which I call climate farce. When you're proven wrong about this stuff, you should lose your license. That way we go back to having real scientists who give us real data and not propaganda. We are scaring people to the point of suicide. I gave you guys some suicide numbers a while back. Now, why am I talking about all this? Confirmed Chinese Wuhan cases are meaningless. That's the new stat that they give you. The United States has more confirmed cases. So-and-so has more confirmed cases. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, great. How many confirmed deaths? How many deaths? If you have 100,000 new cases and only 1,000 people die, that's 1%. You know, those are the numbers. So if it's got a 99% recovery rate, that's pretty good. I mean, give a cancer sufferer, say, hey, you've got a 99% chance of recovery on this cancer. They would go, I'll take it. Versus 18% or something like that. A new data projection of the U.S. best case coronavirus scenario, where 20% of adults are infected over 18 months, paints a picture of strained hospitals operating at 95% capacity. The very worst case scenario, with 60% infected over a 6-month span, would mean that the U.S. could need more than 7 times the number of available hospital beds than it currently has. The president commented on this because he got misquoted. And he called out CNN.
You were talking about governors of different states, and you said, I want them to be appreciative. You also said, if they don't treat you right, I don't call. These are direct quotes, sir.
Excuse me. Ready? Take a look at what it said. I want them to be appreciative of me, okay? And then you cut it off because it's fake news.
You and of your administration.
Listen, just, please, let me just finish it. You just said it again, and you know the answer is a lie. You know
I could read you your full comments.
Let me just say it. Look, your statement and your response and your answer is a lie. Because here's the story. You ready? I said, I want you to be appreciative of me, and then you go on. And then I go on, and you cut it off. But it says,
said,
because when you're not...
I want them to be appreciative. I don't want them to say things that aren't true. I want them to be appreciative. We've done a great job. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Mike Pence, the task force. I'm talking about
Thank
FEMA,
you.
The Army Corps of Engineers.
Thank you.
But then you went on to say, if they don't treat you right, I don't call. He's a different type of person.
I don't call.
Said, referring
no,
to the
I don't
president.
Call. No, I don't call the governor of Washington.
Why in
now.
This time...
But Mike Pence calls, and the head of FEMA calls. I don't stop them. Did I ever ask you to do anything negative, Mike, to Washington, the state of Washington. What you didn't say, see, you started it off and you talked about I have to be appreciated. But then when you read the rest, it said because if you don't appreciate, you're not respecting these incredible people, the two admirals, you're not appreciating FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers who built 2,900 beds in 3.5 days, and you're not appreciating all of the work that's been done, and you're not appreciating these incredible people from private enterprise that are delivering things in numbers that nobody's ever seen. See, and that's why people aren't watching CNN very much anymore. That's why they don't like it. That's why your ratings are no good. Because you, even after knowing the truth for days now, you bring up the old lie. Read the rest of your question, the rest of your statement, you didn't put in. You have to put that in.
Thank you,
but that's
President.
Why CNN is not trusted anymore. They are not trusted. They are fake news. Remember that.
It's answering questions like that at pressers that have endeared, come on, Kev, get control of the language here, that have endeared the president to us. This is a guy saying, look, if you don't like me, it's one thing. But when you're just blatantly lying, when you're cutting off my stuff to make it look like I'm an egomaniac, and I go on to thank all the people, I'm thanking this person. I didn't make the calls. Mike made the call. This person did this. It's all of us acting together. Now, Barack Obama didn't have to do such things. They gave him credit for everything. For all we know, Barack Obama, drooled out of his mouth at the end of the day because he was just so devastated or whatever, because it wouldn't matter. The man could eat and pass gas, and everybody would talk about how delicious it smelled. It's ridiculous how the double standard that's at play here. Still want to stick with this data, though. ProPublica review of the data from Harvard's Global Health Institute showed that 20% of adults were infected, but in a much shorter six-month window, such hospitals would quickly run out of resources to treat those who are expected to need it. The data shows that if we fail to act, if we go with the status quo, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. Now, I said in a previous segment, all this doom and gloom is to open the president. Because they're giving us all these crazy projections. 2.2 million people could die, 100,000 at the lowest number, 200,000 at the highest, if we get control of it. And then Donald Trump gets control of it, and suddenly 5,000, 10,000 people die, less than 20,000 die. After the doom and gloom, after the shutting of school. Look, H1N1 was far worse. Barack Obama did nothing. And for all intents and purposes, it may end up being he has better numbers than Trump. But it won't look like it. It won't look like it because all of the hoopla that's gone to this is going to make Trump look like a god. Anyway, this guy says, we're all going to have to work together. Every mayor, every governor has to be asking themselves, are they going to be part of the solution or are they going to be part of the problem? So Trump made a stellar move. We talked about it in the previous segment. Donald Trump says, okay, great, I'll extend it out. I'm going to do exactly what you've asked. We're going to extend it out. I'm going to start giving out this cure that they said couldn't exist because the FDA is so full of red tape. And you know what Donald Trump did? He removed the red tape. How did he do that? How was he able to react so quickly? Well, if the Chinese got it under control, if France had already been working on something, with our scientists already having been on the case for 3 months, maybe he did. I don't know. I'm not trying to tell you that it definitively that he did, but I'll tell you this. If it works, he's going to look like a genius.
This
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.